MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Same with you, Bill. Happy to be here.
All right, Andy. What's up? Red Sox still where they were a week ago, which is called last place.
And I'm sure they'll be there, as we would expect when the season ends in a couple weeks, as I'm sure many fans are happy to see the close of the season coming on the way. They're 15-29 in last place in the AL East, 13.5 games behind the Rays, and the Red Sox wrap up this week heading to Tropicana Field to take on the first-place Rays in a four-game series.
How could the season be almost over when the basketball season is still going on? Hey, Andy, what do we got for player notes this week?
Well, Red Sox shifted outfielder Andrew Benintendi to the 45-day injured list. He's going to miss the rest of the season because of his rib cage injury. Benintendi finished the season with a robust average of 103. Red Sox did make an addition to the roster. They've claimed catcher Davey Grullón off waivers from the Philadelphia Phillies. He did catch game two with a doubleheader back on Tuesday against the Phils.
All right, now we have the hardest hit home run for the Red Sox ever this week?
Well, at least for this year. I'm not sure it's the hardest home run ever, but for this year it is. Third baseman Rafael Devers back on Tuesday had a home run, came off the bat at 116.5 miles per hour. Just imagine what Ted Williams' home run speed would have been back in the day, but Devers gets the top spot so far for this season. Another note, a little bright spot for Red Sox fans if they've been watching. First baseman Bobby Dalbec, he's hitting some home runs. He became the first player as a rookie to hit four home runs in consecutive games. So he's got five already in his career, and he's rolling right along. So a little bright spot for the local nine at this point.
And when we talk about baseball trivia, here you have a trivia for us, right?
Well, I certainly do. If someone out there says to you, Red Sox ever a visiting team at Fenway Park? And you can come back and say, yeah, it happened last Friday, game two of the doubleheader against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Gotcha. All right. Now, on we go. You got a bunch of Major League Baseball notes. Share with us what you have.
All kinds of excitement out there, Bill. Last night, it was Roberto Clemente night around the major leagues. The Pirates honored the Hall of Famer by all players and coaches wearing the number 21. All of the players in Major League Baseball had the number 21 patch on their sleeve. That was a nice way to honor Roberto Clemente. And then also yesterday, some high-scoring games. The Braves last night beat the Marlins 29-9. That set a National League record for runs scored in a game. The Rangers have the Major League record. They scored 30 against the Baltimore Orioles back in 2007. Braves hit seven home runs in this one. Outfielder Adam Duvall, three home runs in the game, nine RBIs. Duvall becomes the first Braves player to have more than one three-home run game. Hank Aaron never did that. He had three home runs against the Red Sox back on September 2nd, and Duvall also tied the Braves' record for RBI in a game. And a little, couple of footnotes in this one. Braves' first baseman Freddie Freeman drove in six runs in the game. Second baseman Ozzie Albies drove in five. Another high-scoring affair yesterday. The Brewers hit five home runs, shutting out the Tigers 19-0.
Man, 19-0. Oh, my gosh. I mean,
yeah, we have a couple football scores out there on the baseball diamond yesterday, Bill, and it did mark the first time that two National League teams scored 19 or more runs in a game since 1979. Also, yesterday was only the third time in Major League history that a team scored 29 runs in a game. Red Sox did it back against the St. Louis Browns in 1950. White Sox did it against the Kansas City A's in 1955.
Yeah, usually those 19-run games are not 19-0. They're like 19-4, 19-5, or whatever. You know. Everybody gets into it a little bit. All right. Other Major League Baseball news, Andy?
On Tuesday, Cardinals catcher Matt Wieters had the third longest at-bat on record. He saw 19 pitches before flying out with the bases loaded to end the third inning. So it was a nice long at-bat for Mr. Wieters. One of the foul balls, he had just inches away from being a grand slam.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think you have other things as well. What else?
Well, we had some notes that happened last week after we talked that we didn't have a chance to touch on a few others. But last Tuesday, Braves pitcher Ian Anderson became the first pitcher since Louis Tiant back in 1964 to beat the Red Sox and then the Yankees in his first two starts. Last Thursday, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw became the third youngest pitcher to reach 2,500 strikeouts. On Friday, it was the first time since August of 1974 that there were 20 games played in a single day. Last Saturday, Angels' Mike Trout became the fastest player to reach 300 home runs and 200 stolen bases in a career, passing Willie Mays. And unfortunately, last Sunday, Hall of Famer Lou Brock passed away at the age of 81.
Now, earlier, Andy, we talked about Tom Seaver the last time we talked, who also just passed away, and there's an interesting stat involving those two.
certainly is. As you mentioned, we talked about Tom Seaver last week. So in a span of a week, you lose two Hall of Famers. And this little side note to it all, Lou Brock faced Seaver more than any other pitcher in his career, while Seaver faced Brock more than any other batter in his career. So kind of a interesting little footnote there that you can use as another trivia question to maybe get a free drink or a free dinner somewhere.
Yeah, when I was growing up, two of the biggest names in baseball, albeit in the National League, two greats, and what a tragedy the last couple of weeks to lose those two guys. Man, all right.
It certainly is, Bill.
All right, Andy, anything else?
Well, for Red Sox fans, there's a couple of weeks left. See how the team plays, and can watch Bobby Dalbec maybe hit a few more home runs along the way, and there'll be a lot of names out there you don't recognize, but it is what it is in 2020.
You got it. It's been that kind of a year. All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.